We usually think of silent films as being, well, silent. But during the silent film era, musicians found dependable gigs in film accompaniment. For one New Hampshire musician, revived interest in silent films has him crisscrossing New England all year round. And as WBUR's Amelia Mason reports, it's helped him achieve a boyhood dream.
Jeff Rapsis is setting up for a silent film screening at the Jane Pickens Theater in Newport, Rhode Island.
These are two speakers, my trusty Roland speakers that have been with me since 2006.
Rapsis is preparing to accompany the 1925 film, The Phantom of the Opera. He stations his Korg synthesizer at the front of the theater. The instrument is heavy and not very durable. Rapsis has had to replace it twice. But there's just nothing like the Korg, he says.
So if you press it lightly, that'll trigger one setting. If you press it really heavily, that'll trigger maybe the fourth setting.
Rapsis explains how he accompanies a film like Phantom of the Opera. He says it's not what you play, but how you play it.
So you can go as simple from major, you know, to minor. You can use tempo.
The Korg's plastic keys click as Rapsis demonstrates how he can make the same passage sound suspenseful. Or dreamy. Rapsis's love of silent films goes all the way back to his childhood in Nashua, New Hampshire.
I was a weird child.
He remembers seeing silent films in middle school study hall and being completely transfixed. It was around this time, too, that he became obsessed with classical music.
It was nothing but music. It just inhabited me. It was always there, I think, and it finally came to the surface when it discovered me or I discovered it. I couldn't tell you.
Rapsis decided he wanted to become a composer. He set his heart on attending the Boston University Tanglewood Institute, where musical giants like Leonard Bernstein and Aaron Copland taught. But he didn't get in.
And it devastated me at the time. I guess it's the downside of being sensitive about such things. It allows you to do a lot, but it also inhibits you. And at the time, I just had nowhere to go and no one to ask about or to guide me, and I just gave it up.
Rapsis put aside his dream of becoming a musician, but he never lost his love for silent films. One day, years later, he convinced a local theater to screen The Phantom of the Opera on Halloween, and he offered to do the music for it. He planned to write a score over the summer.
Well, summer melted away, September comes and goes, and the next thing I know, it's like coming up this week, and I haven't done a thing to put together a score that I'm supposed to play on this instrument. I had some ideas, but I knew I was going to have to kind of wing it. Well, I'll never let that happen again, you know, I vowed to myself as I go into the theater. And what happened was a revelation. And that night I realized this, you know, I should have been doing this a long time ago because it was an environment in which I could do what I did best, which is to come up with stuff in an improvisational fashion, but in a way that supported something else.
It turned out he was tapping into an old tradition. In the early days of silent cinema, films didn't come with pre-written scores. A local musician might improvise the entire soundtrack in real time. It's rare to see someone doing that today. But improvisation is what Rapsis does best, and it keeps him really busy, averaging 2 gigs a week on top of his day job as the executive director of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire. In this way, he's fulfilled his boyhood aspirations after all.
If you had asked me to predict this, there's no way I could have done it. I thought that train had left the station decades ago. I never thought I'd be in a position to be doing my own music my way, in Boston, of all places, you know, where I guess I originally aspired to be a music student. Instead, here I go to Harvard now and do a film score, and they pay me for it. I go to Harvard, but they pay me.
If you're here to experience the magic and grandeur of Andrew Lloyd Webber, you will sadly be disappointed.
At the theater in Newport, Rapsis gives a little speech before the screening of Phantom of the Opera. He explains how this innovative early horror film caused audiences to literally scream when they first saw the Phantom remove his mask.
And what happens, that's your cue. That's your cue. Let me hear it on count of three. One, two, three. Okay.
This is how silent films are meant to be experienced, Rapsis says. Not at home on your couch, but in a room full of people and a guy working the keys. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.